I'm
so shy. I don't know what to say. I have browned Menzymes one episode because the last time we recorded was 8th April.
Wow.
And today is 8th May.
Wow.
So that's exactly a month. And within a month, I should have done at least two. So I'm shy. But I have a lot to tell them. So during the Easter time, Miss Na had an intro for you guys. Then she got busy. And she was going to say, what were you going to even say? I'm come to show them that it wasn't like we were just there and we just started to neglect them, but it was sort of like it was just not
life was like life.
Yeah, life was life in us, actually. Miss Now, what was it? Tell them.
Christ has risen and so has my price.
Period. Guys, I was so excited to come and tell you at that time. Then we wanted to do part two of the sex lives of African women. Mm-hmm. So Kimmy and I had like a whole thing planned, like the dates we'll record and everything. And then the recording wouldn't record. We tried for hours, it wouldn't record. So we had to give up.
Oh, that's awesome.
And eventually here we are today. Before that, see people, Miss Nine, we're going somewhere. She thinks I've forgotten. I told her I'll tell you people. And she's not wrecking what I'm come to see.
I was scratching my leg. I was like, what's going on? Where were we going? What was it?
Guys, so Miss Nine, we're going and then we're in traffic. The traffic was much. This traffic wouldn't move. So I was on my phone and I raised my head and I said that the traffic had moved a bit. Like I missed not had it moved. I was like, Joy, go. And then she went, not knowing this girl was looking at some guy in the traffic in his Range Rover.
And the Range Rover boy, you will always be special.
And the guy caught it. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, and he gave me a little, you know, wink, wink. Like, guys, our love story has started. You both do not even understand. People don't even get it.
Hey, guys, so I'll be updating you if she ever meets the guy again. Maybe she meets him at 50 because she said she'll fall in love at 50.
No, I'm always having, like, these traumatic experiences because I remember this one time. It's, I went to this thing with Abaya and Justin.
Honey, Abaya is her friend. I also know.
And Justin, we went to Honeysuckle. And
I Justin know was playing pool.
Oh, you know Justin, you've seen him a couple of times.
And then I forgot
Justin was playing pool with some
maybe,
guys, right?
Let me say what I want to say. Maybe he's not memorable.
I think Justin is pretty memorable.
Then why don't I remember him?
Maybe your memory is becoming old. Justin, please. Come and see you. I'm talking
about. He's not memorable. The day I meet him, I'll be shy, but.
Anyways, Justin was playing pool with these guys, right? And then there was he was falling like lock. The man was falling. And he was spying me. And me too, I was spying him. You know, we're doing a little dance because the dance, it takes a while. You know, you spy each other for a while before you come and do intro. Anyways, guys, me, that's I had to go back to my house.
Means she's a house chicken.
Yeah. No, but that's Joy of yesterday.
Efiakoko.
Yeah, period. So, you know, I had to leave early. Justin was still playing. I was like, oh, let me go and see you guys off. We go outside and there's this huge ass fan. I don't know what the purpose was.
I remember.
But she was there. The fan was there. And it caught my wig. So I was going and I said, my movement is kind of stunted. It's not going as it should be going. Then I clocked what was happening. I called Abaya. The foolish girl saw me, started laughing, and ran away. What was I supposed to do? I also ran away and left the wig in the fan. Of course, my Prince Charming saw all this. My Prince Charming saw all this. So, yeah, guys. Okay. She later ran and went to take the wig for me. By then, I was crouching behind people's cars. When the Uber that we called came, when it arrived, I literally just dove into it. I did not raise my head for a second.
Guys, it seems to me like Miss Na can actually do, like, what's the name of that thing? Oh, reality TV.
Guys, I think I'll be such a great candidate for reality TV because I will listen to all the tea. Like, if you come to me about someone's performance, I will listen. I will honestly listen.
No, you'll be the only one in this one, because you're alone, you're in mood.
No, we need some drama.
Anyways, guys, honestly, today we came to just freestyle because it's Mother's Day. And I was hoping that since it's Mother's Day and I'm a woman and I'll be giving birth soon, you people will forgive me because, Charlie, I know I've not forced, but let's blame it on technical... Mr. How did they say? Technical what?
Difficulties.
Yeah, technical difficulties and unforeseen circumstances. That's what the TV people say. For the day in the broadcast is due to technical difficulties and unforeseen circumstances. If I very soon, I'll start reading news. I think so.
You start reading news as in you become like a newscaster or you be reading what's going on in the world.
Ambiguous, huh? Figure it out.
Ah, my dear.
So, guys, how I'm going to start a conversation today is something I read on a friend's status. Shout out to Charles. That's where I read it from.
Hello, Charles.
And it says, the female being is a portal between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. The only force in the universe powerful enough to navigate and incarnate unborn spirits into our world.
These are big words to say. The female is someone I want to mistreat to.
Someone wants to be what?
Someone I want to mistreat.
Miss Ma, please say that again. I don't get you.
I said these are big words to just come in the end be mistreating as Sha.
Yes. No, see you. Let's take it one by one.
All right.
The female being is a portal between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. Hallelujah.
I want to say amen, but I'm not sure what this church is preaching yet.
Well, that sounds like we are sort of like some demigods because...
Yeah, I believe I'm a god.
Me too, though. But
in the Bible, God said, let us make them like us.
What's your god name?
Joyride.
Like... Miss, now back to the sentence. What do you make of it?
To be honest, I kind of agree because I've always thought to my mother that I was enjoying my time in heaven and then she gave birth to me to come and be suffering on this earth. So spiritual being, yes, I was.
Yes, no, you were. It's not about the spiritual. What I'm talking about is you, we females being a portal.
Yeah, she is too, as that the rest of them come.
Yeah, because honestly, I really have not said that, but you know why this thing like really intrigued me? Because I've never really thought about it like that too. But like it's such a true thing because wasn't you I was talking to? No, it was Sekina. So guys,
wow, not you cheating on me.
you neglect me too much. That was all the cheating people say. I felt abandoned. Anyway, so she was telling me that her mom says that when you are pregnant and you give birth, like you really have to thank God because it's a lot of things.
Girl.
And I'm like, that's true too. Because when you are pregnant, something that can happen to you on a normal day will happen to you and it's become a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
For example, even if, like normally when you are walking, your foot can hit something and then it's like you're about to fall, but you didn't fall, then you know, you keep moving. When you are pregnant, your chance of actually having that fall is like 100.
Yeah.
And when the fall actually happens, that's another thing. And I'm like, being a portal is a very sensitive thing, actually.
It is. Oh, it is.
Honestly, guys, like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I'm very mind blown by this because I've never thought about it before. And I saw it literally minutes before we started recording. So I've not even been able to process it well enough to say what I want to say. But I know you're feeling it deep. Men, you keep asking, what's the woman bring to the table? We bring our whole life to that table. They are bringing nothing but stress.
No, like, that question, I don't know, it always sets me off. There's some things that when you ask me, I would even, like, it just annoys me immediately.
Like, what do you mean? What is the woman bringing to the table? You know, you ask, what are you bringing to the table? Miss, now what are they bringing?
One sweater that I have been wearing since university.
Guys, Miss Nice is a savage. I feel like it's a very unfair question because I feel like, why? Okay, first of all, I don't think the problem is with the question, it's with how we are construing it. Is that women are who, like, it's women that are supposed to be asked that question. Because I feel like two people can, pardon.
I said, man, did you build a table? You went to buy it.
Exactly. So, because I feel like two people can, like, be talking to and try and enter a relationship, right? And they can both weigh what they are both bringing to whatever table, metaphoric table they are talking about, right? But where social media has made it seem like it is the man is bringing everything, so what's the woman coming to add to him? I'm like, what?
And you know the funny thing, you as a woman can never ask that question because if you are, you know, if you have the quote unquote substantial things that you're bringing to the table and the man doesn't have it, you bring it up now and I are lording it over him. Yes, I am. Why don't you have a job?
Yeah, do you know?
Why provide it? Like, why is that? No, there's no instance in which you can win as a woman. Honestly, there's no instance.
Guys,
what are you bringing, or if you brought, so this one too.
Yes, because normally when you engage men, I've engaged several men on this issue, and it's like the woman, they'll be like women that like are the ones providing and stuff. Some of them have become disrespectful because everything, they'll be referring you and stuff like that. But it's normal because you're the man too. When men are the ones providing, everybody knows they are providing. They actually do say it, that I'm paying the water bill. And but if a woman says, then it's like, why are you saying this, sis? Anyways, after asking what we bring to the table, I want you to take notes. We are the only force in the universe powerful enough to navigate and incarnate and born spirits into our world. And that's on what?
Period.
Now, today we are doing people's statuses because I've seen a lot of interesting things. Oh, one interesting thing I saw is gone and I'm so sad. But on Matilda's status, I remember what she said. I'll tell you people. She said, she wrote it herself, actually. And she said, as today is Mother's Day and everybody's praising mothers on their status and stuff, all the boys are praising their mothers, that their mothers are the whole world, blah blah blah, just wait and let's get to May and let us say that women are not being treated well or women should be given more, then these same men that were praising their mothers for doing all the whole world for them would turn around and come and be saying feminists have a polluted mind. Then she goes further to say that as today, you remember that your mother did everything for you. She brought you into this world. Remember that the only thing you can do as a man is make yourself a high quality man so that you don't stress someone's daughter. That's the only thing you can do to thank your mother and other women. Miss Na, what do you make of this?
I honestly have no words because I don't want to be seen as a man hater because, you know, I like men, but like what you were saying, that the most you can do is to be like a high quality man is literally the bare minimum. It's literally, guys, it is literally the barest minimum. No, honestly. And then when that is done, you're supposed to applaud them. Was, I don't know, like, sometimes when I see some posts on social media about men who you know, have been left alone with their children for one night or something. They don't know what to do. What do you mean you don't know what to do? That's your child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you know where the food is? Why don't you know where the medicine is? Why don't you know where the diapers are? Why don't you, like, why don't you know any of these? That's very weird behavior. That's very, and like, for the people, the few that can do it, you want us to, you know, clap and build a statue? No, that's your child. Why do you why are you poor having children if you do not want to care for them? Like, the barest minimum is to be like a proper human being, and even that one, when you do, you want parade in your honor. I beg you, if you don't sit down.
To be fair, I would say some men actually try to do the most for their children. There are daddies who are single daddies where the women have also run away and left the men to cater for these children on their own. So there are actually men who also do the role, play the roles of mothers, and they do the most and everything. No,
that's the thing. Why is that the role of the mother? It, me and you, someone tweeted something today that her baby daddy texted her that, well, he texted her, he was like, I'm texting you about the collab we did. And he's talking about the child. The child, hey. I don't have the child on my own.
The child is a... Hello, yes. Let me say something. Hello. Okay. Hello, sir. Collaborate and listen. Listen.
No, honestly, the child is a collabo. Me and you, we did it.
Uh-huh. Let me say another one. Oh, yeah, baby, make we collabo.
Exactly. You think that's what I was expecting.
I don't know why the first...
The child is you and I. So how do the roles become a mother's role and a father's role? I don't know.
Well,
maybe my I'm listening.
To be fair and to be a devil's advocate here, because they are not here to talk for themselves. But how I see it is, whether we like it or not, give or take, we were born into a society where roles have been defined for genders. People are struggling and are fighting to break those gender barriers. However, I feel like some things are intrinsic and natural, because once a woman carries you in her belly and stuff like that, I watched a documentary where something bonds. The only time the man gets that bond with the child is after the child has been born the first day and he holds the child, and then that thing is released in him. But with a woman, as soon as she takes seed and she starts, the baby starts developing, the thing keeps, it's a chemical in our body. I've forgotten, forgive me. But yeah, it keeps like coming, like squeezing in the woman's hand. The man gets it. So they even did in the documentary, they tried to look at how gay daddies and mommies are bonding with their children, for the children to love them like their actual parents, and this will love the child like that. Do you get this? And so that bonding time comes when they are doing the physical touching and everything. But a woman who bore her child for 9 months in her belly and blah blah blah, it's a different level altogether. So I guess that's where those roles that are defined come.
Those are excuses they've given to explain these things, because if it was just the bond, if it was the bond that needs to play like the huge role, what about mothers who have given birth and they do not feel any connection to their kids because of maybe postpartum depression?
Exactly, because maybe the chemical didn't do.
But still, they take care of their child, do they not?
I actually want to even get into the post whatever depression.
Like, you want to have postpartum depression?
No, I want us to talk about bad things.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought you were like now, you know, a super researcher. So you don't want to research from the outside. You want to experience it.
God forbid bad things.
Amen.
So, guys, I was very shocked to hear that something that happens.
Mm-hmm. It does. And some people feel like a total disconnect from the child.
Yeah, so you finish giving birth to your baby and you just don't even want to see the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Somebody find out for me one day.
So I don't think the bond is honestly the reason. It's just that, as usual, we've given men more room to slack. Because, like you mentioned, there are some women who leave their kids and run away. So in that case, you, as a, what will you do? You also leave the children. Is that it?
or that's when you have to step up. Why do you have, like, I feel like it should be the relationship that both parents, both parents have with their children should be such that if one person is gone, you are not scrambling, like, you are not lost. You are not now wondering, and what do I do? Not in that sense that you're alone, but, like, I'm sorry, why do you not know where your child's Cerelac is? Do you not know where the diapers are?
What I'm talking about, why and that I feel like sometimes we applaud those men is because imagine your wife or your girlfriend or your baby mama gives birth to the baby is barely a month old, and this woman takes off. There's breastfeeding.
My own is not about people who have had to step up because there was nobody there. My own is about people who there's someone there, but they still do the most. Like, even then, that's a father being a father, period. We have given men so much slack that when men are playing their roles, it's seen as such a wow, it's like seeing a lion in the wild. Oh no, not in the wild. You're seeing a lion walking amongst you, like, oh my god, look at that. That's so rare. A unicorn. And it shouldn't be. That's your child. It's not the woman that made a child alone.
I get your point. I see it. Me, I just also want to let you know that sometimes we are acknowledging and applauding those men because of this.
Because we've given men slack. We've given men slack so that when they are doing their job, it's like they are doing something big. That's it. Point blank, period. That's it.
Hey, it's the point blank, period for me. Anyways, guys, I want us to get into why women are actually special and why we deserve to be treated well. First of all, they are malicious women. There's nothing that is 100% good. Obviously, everything you find bad nuts. So, as a gender, we have malicious ones amongst us. The Jezebels and the witches and the Ubanjis, they are amongst us. We know. We don't know them, but we know they are there. I don't like it when it's like because you've met one of these Ubanjis, or you yourself, you're an Ubanji man, so you keep attracting Ubanji women. But you don't know you're an Ubanji man, so you feel like it's the woman that's had a problem. And then you actually meet a good woman, and then you start to treat her like trash because you're punishing her for the other Ubanjis. God will punish you.
Honestly, me, I'll say this every time I say it, but I believe in breaking up. If you see that someone is treating you like nonsense or they are punishing you for someone else, my dear, run.
Mm-hmm.
Run. That's got nothing to do with you. That's not your business. Like, how did you enter this one?
I mean, you cannot always.
No, because there was this person I was talking to, and then the person was trying to say something. No, I think something happened, and I was talking about how I'm cautious with guys because of X, Y, and Z. And he's like, oh, don't punish me for this guy's mistakes. I was like, okay, cool, that makes sense. I listen.
Yeah.
In the next breath, or in the next sentence, now he was talking about how, and girls are like, I'm like, sir, are you not the one that just spoke about not punishing someone, like not punishing, not being punished for someone else's sins? Anna, yeah, can't you use my words against me?
Why are they like that?
Like, bro.
Miss Knight, does this qualify for gaslighting?
To be honest, the thing is that he didn't say it in a gaslighty way. It was more like, hey, right now, no, you've got me.
Yeah.
I thought I could get away with it. But there was also a lot of gaslighting in that one. So, like, one thing that thing taught me is if you think you've seen a red flag,
mm-hmm.
run. Even if you think you've seen a green flag, it's red, my dear.
Run. Miss Na, please. Guys, run. Sometimes have patience. Period.
Maybe come to me with your relationship issues. I'll tell you to break up with a person.
Oh yeah, Miss Nadia. So come to me instead. I'll listen and be objective.
The objectivity will tell you to, please, guys, leave the person.
Guys, that is not always the first. No relationship is perfect. That's the truth.
If that's the perfect relationship, the best thing in the world. Why isn't the relationship perfect?
Because nothing is perfect. You, as a human being, you are not perfect.
Yeah, I'm perfect too. I don't know about y'all.
Guys, Miss Nah, oh my god.
Y'all stay easy.
I just saw someone else's status and it says, four women are most important in a man's life. The one who gave birth to him, the one who is born with you, as in the you is the man, the one who is born for you, and the one who is born from you. I don't understand the last one.
So what is your mother, your sister, your wife, and your child?
Yes, but I don't understand. So I don't understand. Because what's the person that so my mommy doesn't have sons? Does that mean that hey, people can write things.
So as a man, if you don't have a son, then so if you don't have a son, you don't have a sister.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. So inaccurate.
Sometimes people want to be deep. They'll be writing
nonsense. Okay, I think this one can gas Miss Nah up a bit for us to hear some more of her banter. It says, father retires at 60, but mother never retires. She works for her husband. She works for her children. She looks after her grandchildren. She looks after everyone. Everyone retires, but mother never retires.
Every day, people want to glorify suffering for women. Why does she have to work for everybody? Grandchildren, one day, they'll even come and call her witch. She can't even retire, but she has honestly, I understand the women that are like me. I'm not interested in having children. Yeah. I get 100%, and every single day I'm getting closer to that spectrum. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting very close. What, like this year? I just have very.
I will try not to get there.
She works for her husband. What's her salary?
Yeah, because it's really like they want women to just be suffering all the time.
And right now they don't say our mothers did it, and so what? That's your father look happy. Your mother look happy for you.
No, this is a big question though.
Like every time people want to glorify, like I feel like glorify too many things, and people get to get away with it. And it's not just like man, woman. Like if you look at the job market in this country right now, there are so many people whose like degrees they should be doing like way better things, mm-hmm. but there's no work. So they are stuck somewhere, and then the people to know that this person is beyond what we're giving the person, like the title we've given the person, and we're going to give the person more work than that, and we are going to not pay the person well because we know that there's nowhere for this person to go, and even if this person goes, there'll be someone even more desperate. So if we offer even half, and by half I mean salary, if we offer even half of that, this person will take it because it's better than being unemployed. You know, there's so much things that we're not fighting back against because it's like, that's the order of the day. But like, why?
Yeah, because honestly, why do you feel like because someone is a mother, she has to work tirelessly?
Oh, no.
Like, what? I mean, women have a way of making sacrifices for their children and everything. Me, people who are not even my children, I've not given birth before. Although I'll give birth very soon and forget everybody and take care of my own children. Women who have never given birth before, what am I saying? Naturally, I can be selfless. I'm empathic. Miss Nada doesn't always agree with those my attributes, but there's nothing I can do about it. I'm trying to get away from that because I've seen that human beings are shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen men who are like that too. When I feel like the point Miss Nah has been trying to drive all this time is when a woman gives birth to a child with a man and they're in a marriage and whatever, it's not only the woman that has to make the sacrifices. I know some men do make sacrifices and no, and that's dope. But it's like for some reason everybody feels like the man has to. The woman has to go over and beyond. The man can just do the barest minimum and it's fine. But the woman, dear. And if a woman doesn't do over and beyond, then she's not
a good. And she's selfish. She's not a good man.
Guys, it's not fair.
It's honestly somehow. Because I feel like being, like having empathy, being kind and all of these things, it's a trait of humans, not of women.
Yeah.
So why is it always dumped on the woman?
The empathy.
We have to do better as human beings, honestly. We really do have to do better. I'm not even capping. I feel like the problem is not even a man. Women too, we now we are part of our own issue, Ms. Na. It's like we like all these Mother's Day accolades, so nobody wants to talk.
Anna, she didn't sleep. Why did she sleep? You're happy standing somewhere saying that your mother didn't sleep.
No, but Miss Nay, my child is sick. Say I can't sleep.
No, it's not that one. In fact, the Mother's Day one cried there. I won't even bash the people who are thanking their mothers. But is the pastors, the people who will be if you talk about their wife or their partner, Anna, she didn't sleep so that I could have my dream. So when I sleep,
just be supportive though.
But so the man, when is it his turn to be supportive?
But there are men who are supportive too.
That's not my point too. I'm saying that the order of the like is the norm for people to come and talk about how you know their wives have sacrificed so much, and it's giving selfishness. Why do I have to lose so much for you to gain?
Well, I feel like also, well, honestly, let's get to the point where we should also know that it's a choice women are making, because there's a woman too who will not do it. So the woman they have decided to do it.
To be honest, for me, if you have decided to do it, more power to you, because I think that's what feminism is about you having your choice and being able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But like there are situations where people have been coerced, and I'm like, and it's when that happens and then you're thanking the person that is very somehow for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because but also I'm very wary of men. You sacrifice all this for the person, you choose to do it, and then when they finish, they'll say, "Nah, you are not educated, you don't want to school, I cannot take you out." And
even when you're educated and all that's in a bag of chips, they will still jilt you.
Oh, do you know my favorite? It's when men come to praise their like partners on social media and they're like, "Oh, thank God I didn't go for looks." Are you mad? She has sent the internet to everybody that you think I'm ugly. Are you mad? Thank God I didn't go for looks. Hey.
What? So that's something that they don't find their wives attractive.
Someone came to do a whole thread about how as for his wife put there that time in university, no, I was really giving her face because she wasn't nice, but he decided to and then
and Norma was happy. Did she come and say thank you?
To be honest, I don't know if she had Twitter or not, but like people were like, so you decided to come and thank your wife, and then the first thing you could say and keep on saying was, "My wife is ugly. I think my wife is ugly." Because I think he even made a reference about there were more beautiful girls on campus. And I'm like, hey. Yeah. I'll be sitting by somewhere and then my king is calling me ugly.
Yeah, oh my God. God forbid bad things. Maybe enzymes in Jesus' name. Because honestly, you should see your wife as the most beautiful woman in the room. That means that you are sort of married to her because you feel like she's bringing something to the table. We've gone right back there. Me, I want you to love me when I'm bringing to the table or not. Love me. Love is love, period.
Your mom said I bring you. That's what I'm bringing to the table.
No, but Miss Na, honestly, it's me you want. What I'm bringing to the table, dear, for our being.
You know what? That thing that you said is very true. Because I remember my biology teacher in SHS, you were saying that if you date someone because of something that they... No, if you love someone because of something that they have,
mm-hmm.
what happens when that thing is not there again?
Exactly.
Like, oh, okay, you think she's so beautiful, that's why I went for her. You think she's so smart, that's why I went for her. What if there's an accident and she becomes disfigured? What if... Like, not just she, he too. What if there's an accident, he loses his memory and now he can't... You can't think. Like, this was someone who was so small. What happens then to that love? So imagine you like me because what I bring to the table is that I have, like, a really steady career with proper, you know, salary and benefits and all that. What happens when I'm laid off? I mean, not me.
Exactly.
What happens when that person is laid off? Like,
so my perspective on this is, things would attract you to someone. But when you get there, you should make a conscious effort to love the person beyond the things that's attracted you to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, you don't see someone and just go in for them for no reason. Something will push you there. However, when that thing pushes you there, you should be able to see beyond those things. However, you too, the person that I've come to learn to love or whatever, you should make me confident enough to want to love you beyond the things I've seen.
Sounded like a difficult math equation.
Oh yes,
guys. That's being said, guys. Sorry, let me see.
When I'm talking, you have to intellectually be keeping up, because let me take it again.
No. I understand what you said. Okay. I'm just saying that it sounds very tasking for me to do. Like, my presence alone is not enough for you to fall in love.
No. That means you didn't understand.
No, I understood. What I'm saying is that now I have to also do this to convince you to...
No. What I'm saying is that, like, they are low-quality people. And if you don't, if they are not being...
What does that thing mean? This low-quality, high-quality... When I hear that thing, it grinds my gears, honestly.
Miss Nye, so they are toxic men. They are toxic women. Men are hitting.
I feel like everyone has, like, a toxic trait.
No, that's true, dude. That's truth. But Miss Now, me, you have a toxic trait, I have a toxic trait. We are friends, right? Am I actively injecting you with toxic? How am I come to use it? So when I knew that, I know how to pronounce it. And you've said it for me, thank you. Am I constantly injecting you with that?
Oh, no.
Are you constantly injecting me with that?
No.
There are times where it will come to play, right?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be constant.
Yeah,
you are hitting.
What makes someone a low quality person?
You are a low quality, in my opinion, you are a low quality person when you do things only to please you without thinking about the judgment of that person, and in the sense that it is actually sort of detrimental to the person. So, even in like normal social studies and law and whatever, they say what. Right. But your right ends where another person's own begins.
Mm-hmm.
You are a free person. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that whatever the hell you are doing is not causing someone else some sort of pain. A high quality person would take that into consideration. A low quality person just does not give a damn.
Okay.
Do you get how I see it?
Yeah.
Because there are lots of times that, like, maybe Miss Na, I would not want to do something for you or whatever. Me not doing it for you might probably put you in a fix. Assuming I'm a high quality person, I'm assuming, I would just, for shaggy reasons, let me do it so that Miss Na doesn't have to go through anything.
You see, that's the thing. When, like...
It's just one side of it, too.
Yes. But I feel like if my not being able to, or mine, or you're not being able to, or you're not wanting to do it for me that one time.
Exactly. Miss Nagri yourself, that one time. No, that's one time.
No, but you see, even with the example you gave, you said, I don't feel like. So it's not like it's an everyday thing. That shouldn't take away from you being a quality person. No, like, if maybe you want to record a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, I'm not available. The fact that I can't do it today shouldn't
take away. But then I'm telling you that maybe I didn't put my word name right, but I'm talking about one time. I'm talking about all the time.
Okay.
Do you guess? Maybe my word name was not right.
But still, I feel like we shouldn't place like sets unless it's something that...
No, Miss Na.
Unless it's something I'm supposed to do.
No, it's not even about supposed to do. First of all, Miss Na, you're sitting your somewhere, I'm sitting my somewhere. No one has forced us to be friends. We've decided to be friends. You go out of your way to do things for me willingly. I don't force you. I also go out of my way to do things for you willingly. Whether we are or not, we are humans. You are a bad person if you know that someone is actively trying to be there for you, trying to do you good and whatever, and then you are consciously
and intentionally causing pain to the person.
Okay, so then, okay, then that's different.
Yeah. Do you get it? It's like a low quality person can really not be bothered. You're in pain, and so what? That is how come some men will beat their wives. They'll see the woman in pain. They'll go and buy her the whole world, come and apologize and say it will never happen again. The next moment, they are doing this again because they feel like, well, I can't be bothered. After I beat her, I'll just buy her something and she'll be over it. They don't care about the aftermath of the trauma that she keeps going through, of you telling her, I won't do it again, you keep doing it. The physical pain, the emotional trauma, like, they don't care. That's why they can keep doing it. They are low quality people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get that. I
always said that me, if a man raises his hand as anybody, even once, I'll tell you to leave, because so far, everything I've seen is that once they start, they can't stop. But mm-hmm. I also know that there's a man that will do it once out of some, I don't know, like maybe the man will just push him so much, like it will get to a point where he will lose himself in that moment and hit her, and he will regret it for the rest of his life and be atoning for that mistake without ever hitting her again.
But if I can push you to the wall once, I can do it twice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said that if once you hit a woman, no matter what, I'll tell the woman to leave, right? That's what I said. But however, I know that there can be a high quality person who can do that in one of their lowest moments or something and never do it again. But I cannot vouch for anybody like that. So once you do it, you've done this, period. But it's just like a hypothetical thing I'm saying, that this is something that a high quality person should do. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, because high quality people, when they make grave mistakes, like mistakes that are very detrimental to whoever they are supposed to be dealing with, most of the time you see them trying to atone for it for a very long time. Not because they have to, but because they are just high quality, period. If you don't understand, forget about it. Yeah, everybody makes mistakes. So I'm not saying high quality people don't make mistakes. I'm saying that they know when they've made a mistake, they own it, and they try not to repeat it.
Mm, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Swiss mommies. So, this Mothers Day, I'm hearing there are different types of mothers.
Oh, okay.
There are Swiss mommies,
mm-hmm.
sugar mommies,
mm-hmm.
the mommies.
Who are the mothers?
The rich aunties and no. Me, I don't know why I follow, but maybe I'll like sweet mommy. That's my favorite.
Is the sweet spot where you're not really you know you're the cool auntie. Oh, me, I feel like the sweet mommies, they don't have children.
Hey, no. Okay, no, right now I'm a sweet mommy. No, I feel like the sweet mommies are, they have children and they have nieces, and if they are like normal women, eh? But the Swiss mommies are the ones that, like, they are nice to people outside of their children, and also like, but
the Swiss mommies, eh? They are like, oh, they give, they'll flirt with you, eh? So they give you the vibe that, oh, this is my sugar mommy, but she doesn't have time for it. She's just being nice to you. Think she's,
yes, no, Miss Nami, the Swiss mommies, I feel like the people that are nice to other people too, like maybe those.
No, that's not, it doesn't have anything to do with being a mother. Oh,
yes, no, like traffic, exactly, like those in traffic, those who security men. Hey, those are the people that have sweet mommies.
No. We are talking about different sweet mommies. I mean, I'm talking about the young people sweet mommies. We are talking about the grown people sweet mommies.
Yeah, I'm talking about grown people sweet mommy.
I'm talking about the young people definition for sweet mommy.
Hey, then me, I'm an old woman, because I thought I was a young woman. Give me the
definition. So someone was here, I'm giving the different definition, so it doesn't matter.
See, everybody and what they call who they want. Anyways, guys, as I was telling you this thing, I remember some story I heard on radio. I don't know if it's true. So, how we got the word mother. Apparently, almost every language, mother starts with M. Ma. Miss, now you say
it. Korean is Oma. Like, already we have one container against it.
Yeah, no, but like, so the point you're trying to make is like, you see the mice, the Uma, like the thing.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So they are saying that like that thing is the apparently babies do, the first thing babies try to say is ma, ma, they make the sound. And so we got the word mother, my mother, and those things from babies. I said, hey.
It's not true.
We all know it's not true, but I was very fascinated. You hear the person who said they say the story. Me, I don't know how to say this lie story. But he was so convinced. And then someone said that, but he thought that it was on radio. So they were having a conversation like Miss Nye and I have. And the person said that, but he thought that when babies are born, the first thing they do is say, yeah, yeah. So what's the person say? It's a prayer.
Please.
Guys, Mr. Do you have anything to tell them?
Don't be afraid to marry for money.
Hey, so if you marry for money and your husband goes to realize that I saw the woman who didn't want to marry for money, but I'm happy I married this gold digger because she's actually a good person, blah blah blah. Will you take offense?
Oh, me, I know I'm a gold digger. I already know, unless I'm trying to form.
Maybe the woman knows that for real, she's not pretty and she's appreciative of the fact that her husband chose her anyways.
That's for you, but you see how people say we're all ugly to somebody. Not me, I'm not. If you say I'm ugly, it means you're a liar. And the truth is not you. So I would never have that mentality that me, I'm ugly and the person is forcing for me.
I'll never have that mentality that I'm going to marry for money. So if my husband goes to write something like that, I'll take offense.
Oh, no. Me, I'm honest. No, like when I say it, hey, like me, as I'm sitting here, I can decide that the person I'm marrying, I don't love you, not one bit. Like there's zero love there, maybe friendship love.
Hey!
But I'll marry you because of the money. And this is not a case of, oh, my partner happened to have money in addition. Like, I'm marrying you solely for the money.
And Miss Na, I'm saying that so this person can go on their social media and say that solely, you marry them for their money, but still, because they feel like you brought some value to their life. Although you're a good digger.
That one, I don't care.
And that's what I'm saying, that this woman's for her husband talking
about. I'll come and vex her that, oh, why are you putting her laundry there? Like, you two, as a person, it's not everything that you go and see. It's not even that you're going to say, because it's not only me that do insult that I'm a gold digger. I used to do insult you that you're a mumu.
Guys, I'm done with this now. I'm done.
And I honestly feel like marriages is a contract. So you should make sure that you're getting the best out of that contract. Obviously, I could end up marrying for love. I could end up not marrying at all. But it's very okay to marry for money. Like, let that be your deciding fact. I'm marrying you because I'll have this amount of money every month. I'll have access. Like, honestly, guys, right now, for me, I just want to marry someone for money. I was saying it earlier. Just, you know, give me some pocket money every week.
Sweet mommy.
And I also get, yeah, exactly. I'll get my
Swiss,
little
shop. I'm calling you Sweet Mommy.
Yeah, that's me.
Please. I
get my little shop and be wearing my boo-boo.
Sweet Mommy, please. I beg you, say something nice to Amadeus and let's close because this advice you are giving me.
Guys, me, listen to you. I've lived many years and I've cracked the code.
Hey, which many years?
Guys, me, I'm a vampire.
Miss Na, Sweet Mommy. Okay. Say something to the other Sweet Mommies. Let's go. Ah.
Beautiful. We love you. But they have been listening to us too. We know that you've seen the world. But you also saw the world when it was your time. We are seeing this right now in our time. So yeah, sometimes have faith in the children you've raised. We love you.
I think this is a very solid thing.
Yeah, have faith in us. Like you're talking to parents, other parents, your parents, and then you can see that it's like they don't believe what they. Why don't you believe yourself? Believe your source.
I know. It's difficult not to worry about your kid and whatever, but also I believe in people making their own mistakes and whatever, so that they can learn from experience. They say is the best teacher. I mean, you don't want your child to go and have the worst experience. So you are a guy.
Pest. Pockets like that, so you'll be here.
Yeah, you are a guiding person, so just guide them and trust that they navigate the world a better way than you did. But don't try and control them. Controlling is not good. Let them be their own individual selves. I own individual. Is that tautology? I don't know. I don't care. I've said it, period.
That being said, please, me dear, my sweet mommy, don't leave me to go to the hospital on my own, because I will cry.
Yeah, Miss Nas Mala still takes her to the hospital. I'm not. What am I saying, Miss Nas? Miss Mala still takes me to the hospital.
Yeah, Jackson, me, I still hold it. I mean, like, you say you want to be a mother, now do it. Let's go to hospital.
My mother does it effortlessly. I love her. Mommy, thank you. Guys, as you know, today's podcast, I don't know what we'll name it, because there's no sort of freestyle. I just came to apologize and chat with Miss Na and chat with you guys and see what was going on people's statuses. I think I should have been taking screenshots because they were a lot. But I don't know when they posted the things that they've got. They want to delete it. I think they've gone to delete it because it's not 24 hours. So next time, I'll take the screenshots. But I hope you've enjoyed this one too. The next one will be, of course, better and... not a banter. This one was a banter. A chat between two girls. Miss Na, as usual, be her alter ego self. Guys, I'll do a challenge to you guys. We have to find a name for Miss Na. Okay, no, Miss Na being Miss Na, because on the outside of the podcast, I never call her Miss Na.
Actually, so, you stop calling me Miss Na more than anything else.
Then ask me, I have to stop calling you Miss Na before you blur the lines become blur. I don't know the alter ego and the joy. So
I just feel like one person, one side is more entertaining than the other.
Hey,
oh,
so, alter ego, the entertaining one is Miss Na.
That's all.
Joy.
When I release my alter ego, oh, more people will not stand. Oh, my alter ego will be a musician.
Because not this much.
Exactly. I don't understand how I have alter ego and I'm not making money from it. So you are just different personalities for free or more.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So explore yourself. Really. It's okay, guys. This one was for the mothers. It was dedicated to the men who act as mothers, irrespective of what Miss Nas says. Shout out. Peace out.
Drops. Who act as men who act as parents? Who act as parents?
Miss Nam, drop the mic. Don't let me talk again. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.